Grace to you and peace in the name of our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. When was Jesus most God? It's kind of a strange question, isn't it? We all thought so too. We being the men of my Systems 2 class back in seminary. Our professor came into class one day and simply asked us, when was Jesus most God? It's a strange question because Jesus was never more or less God, depending on the time and the place. From the moment of his incarnation on, Jesus was, and still is, fully God and fully man. So, it didn't really make sense to us that Jesus would fluctuate as more or less God at various times and in various circumstances. Nevertheless, this was the question that our professor posed. What our professor meant by this very strange question was this: at what point in Jesus' life can we most clearly see him as God? How? Where? When? Did his divine nature become most evident? As we realize that this is what the professor was asking, we started to throw out answers. Some men pointed to Jesus' healings, others to his stilling of the storm or his walking on the water, another to his raising of the dead, and still a few others to his own resurrection from the dead. All of which were answers that our professor kindly rejected. I then raised my hand and said simply, in his death on the cross. And the professor walked over toward my desk and leaned over toward me and got a giant grin on his face and said, yes. In a very simple and concise nutshell, that is the theology of the cross. In order to see and to know Jesus, and thus, of course, then to know God, we must see and know his suffering and his death on the cross. In fact, it is impossible to know God and to know his power and to understand him and how he works in this world without also knowing the cross. For there is no point in human history where God more fully pulls back the curtain on his identity than at the cross. It's only there that we get to see him as he truly is and not as we imagine him to be. Most folks operate not with a theology of the Bible, which is a theology of the cross, but with a theology of man, which is a theology of glory. They build their idea of God on what they expect him to be like, which ends up being nothing more than a supersized and a purified version of themselves. The words of Carl Truman, a professor at Westminster Theological Seminary, to arrive at their understanding of God and of His power, they simply magnify to an infinite degree the most powerful thing they can think of. And this then becomes their image and their understanding of God. It's all based on power and wisdom and authority and majesty. It's the understanding of God that we arrive at simply by looking at nature or even at ourselves. But it is not the God of Holy Scripture. The God of the Scriptures, who is the only God there is, has revealed Himself to us in the person and the work of His Son Jesus, who did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give His life as a ransom for many, who humbled Himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of a cross. Nowhere is God's essence and being more clearly revealed than it is at the cross, where Jesus, God's own Son, suffers and dies to pay the debt of our sin. The power of God is demonstrated in the weakness of the cross. The wisdom of God is made known to us in the foolishness of the cross. And the love of God is experienced by us in the hatred of the cross. We know that God loves us, and that He has forgiven us, and that He has prepared a place for us in His eternity, because His Son Jesus went to a cross to suffer and to die for us. He did the most humble, the most servant-hearted, the most sacrificial, the most unnatural thing that He could have ever done. He took on human flesh, and He suffered and He died for us. And then God raised Him from the dead, and He exalted Him to the highest place, thereby giving to each of us the promise and the hope of an eternity with Him in heaven. The theology of the cross is all about how we know God and how we understand His will for our lives. And it sees and it interprets everything through the suffering and the death of Jesus. Whereas the theology of glory wants to paint a picture of God as the divine provider who wants to bestow upon His people all the good things of life, health and happiness and good fortune and the like. The theology of the cross teaches us something completely different about the way of God. The way of God, as He has revealed Himself to us in the Scriptures and through the cross, shows us His blessings often come to us through suffering. To be united with Jesus through faith is to be united to the one who endured the greatest of all sufferings, that of hell itself, for us. And thus to know Him and to know the power of His resurrection, one must share in His sufferings. One must become like Him in His death. John 15, Jesus said, "If the world persecuted Me, they will persecute you also." In John 16, Jesus said, in this world you will have trouble. Philippians 2, Paul wrote, your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus. And then he goes on to mention Jesus' humility and his obedience and his servitude, which all led to his death. Jesus told his followers in the Gospels, if anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Peter wrote in 1 Peter 2 that Jesus suffered for us, leaving us an example that we should follow in his steps. Jesus said to Paul that his power is made perfect in weakness. And Paul wrote to Timothy in 2 Timothy 3, in fact, everyone who wants to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted. You cannot understand God's love for you apart from Jesus' death on the cross. And you cannot understand God's will for your life apart from Jesus' suffering on the cross. The two are inextricably connected. And thus the suffering that we encounter in our lives should never give us cause to doubt God's love and presence in our lives. Rather, it should be a constant reminder that God is with us and that he is conforming us to the likeness of his Son. As Jesus reminded Paul, so I remind you, God's power is made perfect in our weakness. And thus in all things, God can and does work for the good of those who love him. And thus also truly blessed are those who are persecuted and insulted for Jesus' sake. Those who are counted worthy to suffer for his name, for great will be their reward in heaven. That is the theology of the cross. And that is at the heart of being Lutheran. To God be the glory. In the name of Jesus Christ, his Son, our Lord. Amen.